You may be seated. So I want y'all to excuse me with my teacup. I had a sinus drip this weekend. Saturday started, and I say, Lord, I need your help. Please, Lord, if you help me this time. I had to do my friend and my brother's ceremony, Darius, and had that sinus drip. My voice started cracking. I said, Lord, get me through this, and I won't ask you for nothing else. And then Tuesday, Apostle called. I answered for hello. He said, you got it, Wednesday. I said, Lord, again. Amen. Praise God. If you would, turn me to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Tonight I want to deal with a subject, or rather a tool that I want to look at this tool that we've been given, this gift that we've been given from an apostolic point of view. In Ephesians, the fourth chapter and the 11th verse, it talks about, he gave us gifts unto men. He gave us apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists for the, verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, or the maturing of the saints, so that the saints can do the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ can be built. So the whole goal of our relationship with the fivefold is for maturity, so that we can do what God is asking us to do, so his body can be built. All right, we get that. One of the most underutilized tools, and I say underutilized tools, I'm not talking about we're not doing it, but I think if we look at this from an, and I'm gonna get to it, so you know what I'm talking about. I believe if we look at it from an apostolic point of view, I think a lot of us would grow and mature in some areas instantly. I'm talking about the gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. That gift is necessary if you're going to operate in the supernatural. If you're going to operate in the supernatural, you can't bypass the Holy Spirit. Let me let you on a little secret. And when I say this, you can all of you are Bible students. Those of you online, you're Bible students. This statement gonna make plenty of sense when I say it. God's plans or God's agenda is the doorway to the supernatural. It's no reason to access the supernatural unless you're willing to do what he's calling you to do. Now, compared to what we've been taught about the supernatural, we want to get in the supernatural to solve our issues. But the doorway to the supernatural is God's agenda. You don't need God's power if you ain't planning on doing what he asked you to do. You don't need access to this supernatural realm if you ain't planning on following his instructions, because you're going to kill yourself. Turn with me to John, the 16th chapter, I think it is, I want to go to. John, the 16th chapter. Yeah, John, the 16th chapter. The baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues is, when I say it's an underutilized tool, I'm not saying we're not praying in the Holy Spirit. I'm just saying we see this thing from an apostolic point of view. We'll begin to see what the gift is for, rather than being just letting it be a sacerdotal duty. You know, our intercessors know what they accessing this more than a lot of people are accessing it. And I'm telling you, God is talking to them a whole lot. That gift is available to everyone. All right, let's look at this. Let's look at this. John, the 16th chapter. John, the 16th chapter, and the 12th verse. This is Jesus talking. Jesus said, I have what? Many things, plural, to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit, capitalized, right? Yes, sir. Making reference to the Holy Spirit. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall speak of himself, he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he's going to do what? Okay, so that means he's going to show us things to come, which means we can bring our anxiety down a level. We can bring our stress levels down. Because when we are in partnership with the Holy Spirit, he's going to show us things to come. Verse 14, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it, shall, future, but it is going to happen. Shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore has said I, that he shall take of mine, shall show it unto you. In a little while you shall see me, and again a little while you shall see me, because I go unto my Father. It's Jesus talking to the disciples. But he's talking to us, saying the Holy Spirit is going to show us things to come. So that means the Holy Spirit is a revealer. 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2. First Corinthians 2. Look at verse 9. All right, let me go back to verse 8 because let me go back to verse 7. Nah, 6. Five. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are mature, yet not wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom. Like, y'all catching this? Mystery, hidden wisdom. Which God did what? Ordained before the world unto our success. Verse 8, which, now this is what I want to get to, because that's why I wanted to read all that. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory, or the Lord of success. What they're saying is, if the demons, if Satan and the demons would have known who Jesus was, they'd have never crucified him. Do you know that that scripture is applicable to us today? Yes. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you how and why. The Holy Spirit is going to show you things to come, right? He's a revealer. We see here that we're going to be spoken to in mysteries and hidden wisdoms, right? Holy Spirit is revealed. I'm going to get to it in verse 9. Verse 8 is a secret for right now. If you know, Jesus went around doing what God called him to do and told people that he benefited, don't tell them who I am. Right. Don't tell them who did this for you. Go look at the Gospels. That's right. Do you know that's applicable today? Can I help you? Yes. Some of y'all, God tell you stuff and you get on social media with it. So now what have you just done? When you take what God has told you, and instead of you walking it out and let the fruit testify for you, you bring on unnecessary demons into your life. Yeah. we need to apply the wisdom of Jesus. Jesus, do you remember in Matthew, the fourth chapter, when Satan kept saying, if thou be. Jesus never said he was or he wasn't. Go read it. He never said he was or he wasn't. See, what I'm trying to tell you, the Holy Spirit, when we start utilizing this tool of praying in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, when we start using it from an apostolic point of view, we're going to be hearing some things about our lives that we're going to have to walk out and let people see it. Verse 9, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Are you seeing this? This is talking about future stuff. But God had revealed them unto us. How?
By the Spirit.
For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. So the Apostle Paul is telling us there's some things that you haven't dreamed about, some things you haven't seen, some things you haven't heard that God has prepared for you. But they're going to be revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. All right? So we see the Holy Spirit is a revealer. Are you seeing this? Go with me to Romans 8 chapter. I'm showing you something because when I show you this, and I'm going to have you an example in the Bible of something that we can bypass that happened in the Old Testament. All right? It happened to somebody in the Old Testament, but we read that story from a New Testament point of view and think we got to go through the same thing. But we don't. We're under a new covenant. So what happened in the Old Testament just laid the framework for Jesus to get here, but we don't have to go through the same thing that some of them did in the Old Testament. I'm going to get to it. What I told you, turn? Romans 8. Yeah, Romans 8. Watch this. Romans 8. Romans the 8th chapter. The 26th verse. Likewise, the Spirit, capitalized, meaning the Holy Spirit, also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts know what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And he maketh intercession for us according to the will of God. Now, this is giving us a prelude of what benefits we have when we pray in the Holy Spirit. All right. When we pray in the Holy Spirit, it says here that groanings which cannot be uttered. In other words, somebody don't understand this. But the Holy Spirit is talking to God, so God understands it. I want you to catch this now, because it's something important. It's something important that's happening with the principle that God established in Genesis. Okay. Turn to Genesis 1. See, it's a principle that was established, that God established, that he can't bypass. Okay. So instead of him bypassing this principle that he established, he gave us a way to cooperate with him so that we can do what he do without having no fear. Genesis 1, watch this. Now, when I show you this, you're going to do up some praying in the Holy Spirit. Genesis 1, verse 3. And God did what? Said, let there be light. And what happened? Verse 6. And God what?
Said,
let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Right? Verse 9. And God said. You see the principle? Nothing can happen in the earth realm until it is first spoken. Nothing. Nothing can happen in the earth realm until it's first spoken. We're made in the image of God.
Yes.
We're made in his likeness. So that means God has given us authority to say things in the earth realm and they come to pass. Right? So God found a unique way for us to bypass our soul that will sometimes stop us from saying things because either we don't want to go there or we think we can't get there. Now remember, the Holy Spirit is a revealer. The Holy Spirit is a revealer. We've seen that he reveals. Jesus said he has some things to tell us, but we couldn't what? You can't handle them. There's some things that God want to do with you, but right now in this present moment, it'll blow your mind. But he still can't bypass his principle of it has to be spoken first. So that's why in Acts, the second chapter, he gave us the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Turn to Acts, the second chapter. Remember now, nothing came to happen in the earth realm until it's first spoken. So things can't happen in your life until you speak it. See, Ephesians 4 and 12 is talking about maturing us. It can't happen in your life because apostles spoke it. Are you seeing this? You have to speak your life into existence. Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the 3rd verse, we understand that through faith that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That's this principle. God spoke, so how's your world going to, your world is going to be framed by what you say. And God knows you don't have, you don't either, either you don't know what to say sometimes, because the Holy Spirit help us to pray when we don't know. What to pray. Yeah. Well, I told you to turn. Acts chapter 2. Watch this. Acts chapter 2. Verse 1, and then when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Here's the that last part is important. As the Spirit. What does that mean? As the Spirit gave them utterance. It simply means this. Let's keep it. I believe in the KISS principle. Y'all know it. Keep it simple. Now you can add the other S if you want to. I don't dress myself like that. It simply means this. This is what it means. You provide the sound. The Holy Spirit provides the meaning. That's what utterance means. You provide the sound. The Holy Spirit provides the meaning. So when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, how? Because when I'm praying in the Spirit, I'm not speaking to man. Because man don't know what I'm saying, but I'm speaking unto God. We're going to get to 1 Corinthians 14, 2 in a minute. So when I'm praying the Holy Spirit, I'm providing the sound. The Holy Spirit is providing the meaning. Now, look how God set this up. God gave you the the gift of the Holy Spirit were the evidence, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit were the evidence of speaking in tongues, the same Holy Spirit that knows the very mind of God. So when you're praying in the Holy Spirit, you're providing the sound. He's providing the meaning. He's talking to God exactly what God wants to hear so God can reciprocate his power to us. You provide the sound. The Holy Spirit provides the meaning. Now, here's the wonderful thing about the Holy Spirit. Remember I said that the Holy Spirit is a revealer, right? The Holy Spirit is a revealer. So Jesus gave him the assignment to show us things to come. He said, you can't bear them now. But the Holy Spirit is going to show them to you. The Holy Spirit can't show you what you hadn't spoken yet. Because God can't bypass his principle. And all of a sudden to happen in the earth realm, it got to first be spoken. Right? So the Holy Spirit can't reveal nothing to you unless you first speak it. That's why he gave us the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues so we can communicate with God on a level that that we can't stop. Because you can pray in the Holy Spirit and be saying some things. If you said it in English, you probably wouldn't say them. Because remember now, God says my ways are higher. My thoughts are higher. So that means we have to come up to his ways and come up to his thoughts. If you had to rely on your soul alone to come up to his ways and to come up to his thoughts, some of y'all wouldn't, me, I wouldn't get there. Because I'm like, God, I can't do that. God, I can't handle that. God, you're asking too much of me. But God has found a brilliant way for us to speak things out in the earth realm without my mind knowing what I'm saying, but I'm praying in the Holy Spirit who knows the mind of God. So therefore, it's getting spoken out in the earth realm, and God lets me matriculate until I be able to handle it. And watch this. I have a right to go to the Holy Spirit. See, watch this from an apostolic point of view. I have a right to go to the Holy Spirit and ask him to reveal to me what I was praying. And the infinite wisdom of God will reveal it to you when you can bear it. But he can't reveal nothing to you if you ain't spoke it. See, some of y'all thought praying the Holy Spirit was just something to make you feel good and just something to make you more holy. No, this is a tool. And watch this. The door to the supernatural is God's agenda. So if you're not aware of God's agenda, it's going to be hard for you to enter into the supernatural. The Holy Spirit is there to guide us into the supernatural. But we can't get into the supernatural until we first speak it in the earth realm. You, me, nobody, none of us can get into the supernatural. My life can't be supernatural until I let it be supernatural. God can't drag me into the supernatural. He can't push me into the supernatural. I have to be led into the supernatural. So that means I have to make a conscious decision that I want to be in the supernatural, which means I'm going to have to let God use my voice to say some things that I wouldn't say in English. How do you think Jesus went to the cross? Because you got to remember now, Jesus came, and the word became flesh. Jesus came into the earth realm, and listen, he even got to a point, Jesus said, God, if you can find another way. What do you think Jesus was doing to put him in that position to where he said, no, nevertheless, not mine, but thy will be done. The Holy Spirit was communicating with him. The Holy Spirit said, I'm with you. I'm going to go in the grave with you. I'm going to be there with you. We're going to get up. You can handle this. The Holy Spirit was there with him because he was praying in the Holy Spirit. And this is me personally. I believe the reason why he left the disciples and went further in is because he was praying in that language that they couldn't understand. And he didn't want to shake them up. Why would Jesus give us something that he himself wasn't using? First Corinthians, the 14th chapter. Verse 2, 14th chapter, verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the what? In the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. So you have a right to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what you've been praying. Why in the world do you think Jude 20 is there? Yes. Go there. Go there. Jude 20. And but one chapter in Jude, verse 20. It says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy assignment. Yes. How? Because when you're praying the Holy Ghost, you're speaking mysteries about your life. So if you don't, so this is why, watch this now. People who pray, who are in, who filled with the Holy Spirit and pray in other tongues, and get interpretations, is going to live a far more advanced life than a Christian that do not. Because there is a tool that is being used. There are some places you cannot go until you speak it out. I keep iterating this. There are some places that God has planned for you that you won't go until you speak it out. You know when you speak it out, you know what you're doing? You're coming in agreement with him about your life. Yes. And God found a way to bypass your soul. Yes. To agree with things that you wouldn't normally agree with. All the promises of God are. So you ain't got to worry about it when you're praying in the Holy Spirit, because whatever you're praying, you know God has thought about it. God has already planned it. God has already ordained it, and it's for your good. But it's your soul that gets in the way. So God set it up to where you can speak it out. You can speak out mysteries. Because didn't Jesus say, I think it's either Luke 8, and I think Matthew 13, where he says, it's given to you to know the mysteries? So that means you have a right that when you pray in the Holy Spirit, to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you. And guess what? The Holy Spirit knows the mind of God. He knows the heart of God. He knows God's timing. So he will reveal those things to you when it's time, when you can bear them. That's why you can bring your anxiety down. That's why you can bring your stress levels down. Even in the midst of a storm. See, when we see the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues from an apostolic point of view, we begin to see that God has some things that he wants to reveal to us. Some things he wants to reveal to us, because your life, Apostle said this all the time, your life is a revealed life. 1 John. 1 John 2. Jump a couple of books over. 1 John 2. Watch this. 1 John 2 and 20. He says, but you have a unction from the Holy One. Notice when you know all things. You know all things when you have a unction. The unction comes from the Holy Spirit. So when you pray in the Holy Spirit, when you pray in tongues, you've already secured your answer. That's what it means. You have an unction and you know all things. You've already secured your answer. Now you have to relax, stop panicking, and let the Holy Spirit reveal to you what thus said the Lord. Nobody could be in no more worse position than Jehoshaphat was in. Jehoshaphat had five armies coming against him. Five, not one, two, not three, five. And he said, God, we don't know what to do. He didn't even have the ability to speak out his future. Watch this, I got another one for you. And the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord came on Jehazel, and he began to tell him what thus said the Lord. In the New Testament, the curtain was rent in two. The Spirit of the Lord don't have to come on Jehazel no more. The Spirit of the Lord can come on Leroy. In my life, the Spirit of the Lord can come on me because my eyes are on him. See, when you're praying in the Holy Spirit, you're giving the Holy Spirit the right to come on you to reveal to you about your life. So now, here it is. If you ain't praying in the Holy Spirit, see, here's the problem. If you pray in English alone, you're going to run out of English words, and then sometimes you ain't going to ask for the right thing. You're going to ask for what you think you need. Because if you knew what you needed, you'd have solved your problem. But praying in the Holy Spirit, you provide the sound. He provides the what? Meaning. He's the very Spirit of God. He knows what's in the mind of God and the heart of God. He's praying and interceding for us according to the will of God, Romans 8. So you can't lose with praying in the Holy Spirit. See, when I'm praying for my family, for Chantel and Lauren and Layla, I'm not praying in English. Because then I'm going to get into witchcraft. Because I'm going to start telling God what I want them to do. What I want them to do. Now that's controlling. So I pray in the Spirit for my family so I can speak as the high priest of my house. I speak out over my family in tongues. I'm praying to God. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what they're gonna face. I don't know what decision they gotta make sometime. So I'm praying in the Holy Spirit for them. So I'm speaking, I'm providing the sound. He's providing the meaning. Now, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to reveal to me what we need to know. Are you seeing this? All right, I'm almost finished. Oh, go with me to Daniel. Daniel. I think it's the 10th chapter, yeah. Daniel, the 10th chapter. Use your table of contents if you have to. I use mine all the time. Dane, the 10th chapter. I want to show you another benefit that we don't really realize about praying in the Holy Ghost. Daniel, the 10th chapter, excuse me, verse 2. But let me start at verse 1 so I can give you the context. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar, and that thing was true. But the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. Verse 2, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 full weeks. You see that? 21 days. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. He was seeking God's face for some answers. Go to verse 12. And then said he unto me, an angel showed up. All right, an angel showed up. He said, then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I come for thy words. All right. Verse 13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. So the angel said, it took me 21 days. But now I had to face some principalities over the area that you're in. They were trying to stop me from getting to you. But Michael, the angel of war, came to help me to get through, right? This should not happen to you. You shouldn't be waiting no 21 days for an answer. Why you shouldn't be waiting 21 days for no answer? Because when you pray in the Holy Ghost, no man understandeth you, howbeit in the spirit you speaketh mysteries. So therefore, it can't be no king of Persia. It can't be no principalities principalities that have been assigned to you to try to stop you from what God has called you to do shouldn't be stopping you from getting answers from God. Because when you pray, you bypass them. It shouldn't take you no... That's Old Testament. It shouldn't take you no 21 days to get no answer for no answer for your situation. It shouldn't take you no 21 days to get insight to what you need to get insight for. If you need to make a decision, it shouldn't be no 21 days. The only way it'll be 21 days is if God's timing will have you wait 21 days, because if he give it to you earlier, you're going to mess it up. Are you seeing this? Yes. See, the reason why Daniel didn't get the answer on the first day is because the principality, watch this, he was praying in Hebrew. He was praying in a known language. So the principalities knew what he was asking God for. So the principalities were looking for the angel that had the answer and was interrupting him from getting to Daniel. That shouldn't be us. Because we had the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. So when we pray, we're doing two things. We're speaking out our future and we're bypassing the devil. So therefore, God can get his answers to you by any means necessary, and Satan don't know where he's coming from. Jesus would heal people and tell them, don't tell them who did this for you. Because he knew that the enemy found out who he was, Jesus would still be walking the earth right now. Two things are happening when you pray in the Holy Spirit. Two things, a lot of other things are happening, but two things I know specifically are happening. Number one, you're speaking out your future. The second thing happening is that you are bypassing the enemy.
Yes, sir.
No man understanded you, howbeit in the spirit you're doing what?
Speaking mysteries.
Speaking mysteries. So don't forget to ask the Holy Spirit to interpret to you what you're praying.
Yeah.
He might not say it to you at that moment, but that don't mean, I got many things to tell you,
yeah.
But you cannot. Some things the Holy Spirit, some things you praying today, you're not going to need till 6 months from now. And if God tell it to you now, you're going to be confused and try to do it right now. This is why you have to trust the process. God heard you. How I know when you praying in the Holy Spirit, God heard you. How I know God heard you? Because you providing the sound, the Holy Spirit provided the meaning, and he's the very Spirit of God. God ain't gonna ignore himself. So when you praying in the Holy Spirit, didn't the Bible says in Romans 8 we read it? Didn't he say that when he intercedes for us according to the will of God? That's verse 27, right? According to the will of God. So God is not going to ignore himself when he hears himself. So when you praying in the Holy Spirit, I know God heard you. God heard you the moment you begin to pray. And the moment you begin to pray, God began to set in motion to send you the answer, the insight that you need to have at that given moment. You know, Jesus said in Matthew, the 16th chapter, turn it, I'm going to close there. Matthew 16th chapter. He started asking, who do men say that I am? He said, who do men say that I am? They say, some say that Isaiah, some say you're one of the prophets. But Peter spoke up and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, right? Jesus said, okay, he changed his name. Simon? It was Simon. He said, thou art now Peter. Upon this rock. Not Peter the rock. Yeah, what are you referring to? He was talking about a process.
Yeah.
What process? The process of you hearing revelation from God. And he said, upon this rock, upon this process, is how I'm going to build. Who is the church? So how he's going to build you? Through revelation knowledge. But God can't bypass his principle of having to have to speak it out first. It has to be spoken out in the earth realm before it can ever happen, before God can even give you what you need to do to bring it to pass. But this is, I'm going to turn it because I want to read it. Matthew the 16th chapter. And I'm closing right here. If there's somebody in here that's not filled with the Holy Spirit, I know after hearing this message, you're going to want to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If you're online watching and you say, I ain't never, they talk about that Holy Spirit, they talk about that talking in other tongues, but I ain't never understand it like this. There is a tool that the Holy Spirit gave us to use to bypass our natural minds, to bypass the enemy, so we can have a direct hotline to God. And now we can sit back and say, okay, God, reveal it to me, what I've been praying. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Look what he says, verse 18. I say unto thee, thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church. Will. Will. Future. It's a process. I will build my church and what? So when you get revelation knowledge about your life, there's nothing Satan can do. When God told the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehazel and told him what to do for Jehoshaphat, once Jehoshaphat found out what to do and he was able to do it, it was nothing the armies could do. When you get revelation knowledge about your life and you begin to walk it out, there's nothing Satan can do. Verse 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of how heaven works. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He said, I will give you keys, plural. Meaning there's not just one key, multiple keys, which means you got to keep going back to God to get revelation knowledge about your life. God said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. So that means I got to keep spending time with God. I got to keep praying in tongues. That's why you ride in the morning, turn the radio off. Pray in the Holy Spirit. You know, you got a few minutes by yourself at your desk. Pray in the Holy Spirit. You're at home. You're flipping through the channels. You can't find nothing to watch. There's a reason why you can't find nothing, because you need to be praying. Keeping your mouth closed is keeping your destiny locked up. Not giving the Holy Spirit the chance to speak out. Not giving the Holy Spirit a chance to put meaning to your tongues is shutting your future down. What I just did. I'm speaking on my future. He said, I will give you the keys to how heaven works. Now, remember now what an apostle does. An apostle structures heaven to earth, not earth to heaven, heaven to earth government. Why? So that the portals of the supernatural can be opened, so all those connected can enter in. God's agenda gives you access to the supernatural. Now, you can get in the supernatural and not know where to go or what to do. Why? Because you ain't said nothing about yourself. You ain't praying the Holy Spirit. And if y'all praying the Holy Spirit, you ain't bothered to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to me what I was praying. You just went to the sacerdotal duty of praying. On purpose. See, the word ask in the Bible, the pastoral model messed that word up. Because that word has only been taught that we ask God for what we want. When you go make run a reference on the word ask in the New Testament, every time you see the word ask, it's meaning ask God for what it takes to do his will. Because if I can do the will of God, then all these gonna be added to me. So me going to ask God for the stuff, ain't God said, okay, I know you want that, but you're not asking me. You ask, but you ask amiss. So if you don't know, then you start praying the Holy Spirit. When you pray in the Holy Spirit, what you doing? You're providing a sound, and the Holy Spirit providing them. So when that combination happens, you provide the sound, the Holy Spirit provides the meaning, you're now talking to God on a, ain't no demon, ain't no other human can stop what God wants to reveal. The only person that can stop what God wants to reveal to you is you. See, I'm so thankful for the shift that we're making in the apostolic, because I'm getting free. Because the word, I'm starting to walk in the word of God and do things I never dreamed I'd be able to do. I'm praying. You mean to tell me I can pray in the Holy Ghost and ask God to reveal to me what I'm praying, and God will walk me right through any situation?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Me.
Yes.
Point at yourself. Me.
Me.
I can do that.
I can do that.
Listen to me. That's what apostle wants.
Yes.
He wants you to be able to communicate with God on such a level that when you run into a situation, you got to make a decision. You like, apostle has put us in a, apostle has structured divine order.
Yes.
The portals of the supernatural are open.
Yes.
You mean little old me can pray in the Holy Spirit? Absolutely.
Yes.
Can pray. Man, listen, one time, be seated, I'm closing, be seated. One time, I was in college. I'm an accounting major. Man, we was dealing with inventory control. And I don't know anybody who might be accountants, but we had to deal with what's called LIFO, FIFO. Anybody in the account? Yeah, LIFO, FIFO, average method cost and all that kind of stuff. And I was confused as all get out. And if you studied it, you understand why I was confused. LIFO, last in, first out. Talking about inventory control, FIFO, first in, first out. See, y'all lost. Like I was. I said, Holy Spirit, I don't. Now, mind you, I done studied my behind off. I'm not grabbing this. Man, I got into the exam. I prayed about 15, 20 minutes before I got to say, Lord, I'm going to fail at this. Lord, I got into the exam, sat down, looked at the exam, and when I looked at the exam, everything I didn't understand, it like it began to line up. And I began to understand everything I needed to understand to pass that test. And I still remember it to this day. Because it wasn't something I could remember and forget. The Holy Spirit actually helped me understand what I couldn't understand on my own. Listen, the Holy Spirit is interested in every aspect of your life. He the one told me to go to college and major in accounting. I can't understand this. Holy Spirit, you're going to have to help me. And guess what? When he called you to do something, he'll help you. But I first had to speak it out. Are y'all saying this? There's no reason why you can't find whatever you just, let me say, like, discover any answer that you need to have. Praying in the Holy Spirit, asking God for interpretation, and letting the Holy Spirit reveal it to you. The process is simple. It's not a hard process. So when you pray in the Holy Spirit, don't pat yourself on the back because you pray in the Holy Spirit. Don't pat yourself on the back. Now you better ask the Holy Spirit, okay, what I was saying, Holy Spirit. Because if I can't understand it, I can't apply it. If I can't apply it, ain't nothing going to happen. God just found a way to bypass my mind so he can get me to follow the principle he established to create the world. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. What was spoken. So God's allowing you to speak in an unknown tongue. You're not speaking to men, but to God. Howbeit, in the spirit, you're speaking your life out. How many see that? How many learn something tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Now, who in here is not filled with the Holy Spirit? Anybody not filled with the Holy Spirit?